we've seen a little bit more passing concepts incorporated by these two teams. You're not going to get a lot of that out of either of them, but we've at least seen some of it from both JF and Liberty. The questions really remain, for one, how much of that we see, and two, if these teams can run the ball, do they even go in that direction? Those are two things that we'll keep our eyes on here this evening, strategically for these teams, which, again, as we mentioned, both like to use the ground to march down the field, but we've seen it more over the last couple of years, and especially into this season, they will work some pass plays into that too. Also a storyline to follow, it's the Seminole District opener for all Seminole District teams across the board. Rustburg and LCA, Brookville and Amherst, Heritage, air quotes for this one, at EC Glass. They share the same stadium. And JF at Liberty. Noted with that is eight teams in the district. They'll all play round robin the next 7 weeks. So everyone is finished up with their bye week. Nobody's going to be getting any of those byes in October or even early November that we've seen in prior seasons. So those are a couple of storylines to keep our eyes on as we welcome in the other member of our broadcast crew this evening. It's the coach, Rick Kennedy. Coach, a pleasure to have you back on our broadcast. Two teams that run the ball as staples, incorporating some passes, but nobody's going to mistake them for the air raid offense anytime soon.
Yeah, no, both these teams want established, ground control. I mean, that's their asset, running the ball and eating up the clock. And you know, those are two positive things that any offense wants to do and have a chance to win the ball game. And so for both of these teams, you know, they can pass. They're going to use the pass to, again, play action, you know, open up some things. And, you know, the run opens up the pass, and then, once you become successful passing the ball, then that actually, you know, helps with the run. So it's all, you know, planning and strategic, you know, how they're going to attack the defenses.
It is as well. The other big point of note is this is the Seminole District opener for both teams. Now, JF's 4A, Liberty's 3A, so there's minimal playoff implications, but you're familiar with your opponents from here on out, LCA being the one exception for most of these Seminole District teams as they're the new addition. What do you make, though, of the importance of getting off on the right foot in district play for each of these teams tonight?
Well, it's pretty common knowledge that the Seminole District is probably one of the premier 3A, 4A leagues in the whole state. I mean, you know, you can put it up there with maybe one or two others in the whole state that has the caliber of players, coaches, skill levels. And that's why, you know, every year, you know, you see these teams, you know, one or two teams from the Seminole goes pretty deep in the playoffs, state run. Every game counts. Every game counts. Every win's going to count. And, you know, it's going to come down to, again, playoffs, working for the playoffs, but it starts actually tonight. You know, that's how big it is.
It is indeed. These teams both have quite a lot on their plate, and namely it's starting off district action on the right foot. We'll get our program, our pregame show, continued on the right foot when we return after this as we get ready to hear from Bob Christmas, JF Cavaliers head coach. That comes your way next as you're listening to our pregame show, getting you set for tonight's matchup between Jefferson Forest and Liberty on the WIQO app, WIQOradio.com, and 100.9 FM.
Boxley is a proud supplier of high-quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete for residential and commercial buildings and transportation projects. Boxley helps improve the quality of life in the communities they serve through support of public education, community recreation, and public safety. Visit Boxley.com for product info and to learn about their ongoing commitment to corporate and environmental responsibility. Boxley, building on a century of delivering quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete throughout Central and Southwest Virginia.
If you've been looking around the neighborhoods in our area, you've already noticed the name in real estate that stands out, Nadine Blakely. Need to sell? You need Nadine. Need to buy? You need Nadine. Relocating? Building? You need Nadine. Nadine Blakely knows this area. For your next move, you need Nadine. Call 434-444-2226, 444-2226, or online, NadineBlakeleyHomes.com.
We've all been there. Your trusty bag of cough drops and box of tissues, They've been faithful companions for days, but they've done all they can. You're tired and exhausted, exhausted and tired. For all of life's moments, turn to Center Urgent Care. From itches to stitches to coughs and colds and everything in between, we've got you covered. The walk-in clinic located on Forest Road is open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Center Urgent Care. No appointment necessary.
Between prying the kids out of bed, packing lunches, feeding the dog, super gluing broken science projects back together, scarfing down cold, half-eaten oatmeal, bribing your six-year-old to brush your teeth, and tracking down misplaced homework, backpack, shoes, and car keys, you could say the morning routine can be a bit, chaotic. But with Michelin tires, you can enjoy a little peace of mind knowing that the trip to school will be a smooth one. And from August 23rd to September 17th, you can get a $70 reward card after submission with the purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires. So you'll have even more reason to pull out of the driveway with confidence, all while listening to the soundtrack of the latest animated princess musical.
Hi, it's Matt with Harris Tire Company again. Come by any of our four Harris Tire locations, Madison Heights, Lynchburg, and Forest, or visit us at harristirecompany.com. Harris Tire, service you can trust since 1967.
See michelinman.com/promo for details. Offer expires 9/17/17. Void where prohibited.
Ed Lane, the coach, Rick Kennedy. We had a chance to sit down a little bit earlier and hear from JF's head coach, Bob Christmas, to prepare this matchup or preparing for this matchup tonight. And we share that chat with you now on our pregame show as JF gets ready to take on Liberty.
Cavaliers head coach, Bob Christmas. Now, coach, bye week comes for everybody in the early portion of the year with a new look Seminole District. How did this impact you guys? There's been some injuries and a lot of new guys getting shuffled into the lineup.
Well, it was good to have a week. our injuries, unfortunately, five of our injuries are season-ending injuries. So we won't get those kids back. But it gave us a chance to coach those that are taking their place up a little bit, give them some more experience. And, hopefully we'll be ready for tonight with Liberty.
When you look at where this team was entering the bye week, even still, you had a close loss to GW Danville heading into that. Offense looked good. Defense, you went up against a very athletic Eagles squad. What did you take away from that game that you've used as kind of a foundational piece to grow during your week off?
Well, they were one of the most athletic teams that we have faced in the 3.5 years that I've been back here. Just tremendous players, both up front and in the skill positions. Fortunately, we were able to generate a lot of offense. I think we had 624 yards of offense, and it was a split just about evenly run and pass. So I thought our offense was very effective. We just couldn't stop their skilled players and make tackles in space. It came down to who was going to have the football last. We scored with about 4 minutes left, and I elected to kick an onside kick because I just didn't want to give the ball back to them. We had the ball, and we let them take it out of our hands and give it back to them. It came down to a 4th and 8 with just a few seconds left, less than a minute, and we let them pick up a first down and a couple of plays later, they kick a 37-yard field goal with 11 seconds left to beat us. So that was a one-point loss, of course, a one-point loss in football, it could be a 50-point loss. It's a loss. And what I tried to tell our kids, though, is they're the same football team that they would have been if they'd have missed their field goal. We're the same football team. We got great kids. And I really enjoy coaching this bunch. And I think we're going to be okay in spite of all the injuries. We've got a lot of young kids that are just stepping up and getting the job done. And we're going to take them one game at a time and try to win them all.
People hear the cliche one game at a time. But when you have injuries and that puts younger players into the lineup, especially, younger high school players who just don't have that varsity experience, how important is it to keep that mindset focused on what's immediately at hand and not get too carried away with bigger picture things that'll come later.
Yeah. Well, our focus has always been that we're going to get better today when we walk out on that practice field. When we walk off that practice field, we're going to be a better football team than we were when we went on. I've always believed that if you will do that, whether they're young kids or veterans or whatever they are, if they will do that, then collectively as a team, we're going to be better every week we go out to play. So, you know, with new kids stepping in, you know, that's still our goal is you're going to go out of there on that field. You're going to come off. You're going to be better than you were when you went out there. And we're going to take them one game at a time. We're going to try to play our very, very best football for that game. And we'll sort it out when the game's over. Some good things I'm sure I happen. Some bad things I happen. But we'll sort it out and see if we were on top on the scoreboard. And then we'll get ready for the next game and try to get better.
Cavaliers head coach Bob Christmas, they are at Liberty this evening coming off the bye week. And we're talking about JF's outlook at this point. One of the key cogs has been quarterback play. You mentioned the even split in the GW game, running and passing the ball. Brad O'Donnell, how much more comfortable have you noticed him being and, you know, therefore it translating into a maybe more open and diverse playbook that we've seen for him as he's come back from his injuries?
Yeah, Brad is doing a great job for us. He has got a great command of the offense. He's been running this offense now. This is his fourth year running it. We went in with three quarterbacks that were kind of battling it out, didn't know who was going to start. And, of course, Nathan Pribble broke his leg. And we're down to Brad and Caleb Smith as far as varsity quarterbacks. And they go into practice every day battling it out. And, you know, Brad is our starter, but I've got confidence in Caleb coming in. Brad's probably got a better command of the offense and more experience. Caleb's probably got a little better running skills than Brad does. But they go out and work together. You know, Brad starts and we need Caleb. Caleb's ready to go in and Brad's ready to encourage him and cheer him on. So, good situation there, but I have been very pleased with Brad. He's a little quicker this year than he was last year. You know, last year he was coming off that knee surgery, and I think there was probably some fear there. I don't see that this year. When he's asked to run the football, he runs like a fullback. And when asked to throw the ball, he has got great touch on the ball. He can fire the ball in there when he needs to. But has just really blossomed as a throwing quarterback to go along with our running game. So, you know, I think he was 8 out of 10 for 304 yards against GW, which is not bad, and I think it was 4 touchdowns. So not a bad night.
Not at all, and you look to carry over the momentum offensively from GW against a much different team stylistically. Liberty, they like to run the football. We've seen that in years past with Coach Watts and his squad. What have you noticed about this version of the Liberty Minutemen in terms of what they do well and where you need to focus?
Well, Chris does a great job, and he's going to do what he's going to do, but he's always going to throw something, a little twist at you. Whether it's formations or schemes or whatever. I've seen it every year we've played them. They're going to run basically the same plays, but like I said, there'll be a little twist to it. They've got a very good tailback. Their fullback's a hard runner. The quarterback seems to have a good handle on the offense. they've been beating people, and winning is contagious. So, you know, from an offensive standpoint, you know, I've been impressed with them. Defensively, you know, they have traditionally kind of packed it in real tight on us and dared us to throw it. You know, I think we're able to throw the football a little better than we have in the past. Don't know if that'll change their style or not. But I know they'll be well prepared, and I know they'll play hard. And I don't have any doubt that our kids are going to play very hard also.
That'll make for an entertaining game. Coach Bob Christmas, Jefferson Forest Cavaliers coach, good luck tonight and good health as well.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate
Bob Christmas, JF Cavaliers head coach. We had a chance to connect with him a little bit earlier and discuss tonight's matchup between the JF Cavaliers and the Liberty Minutemen. In a moment, we'll hear from Liberty's head coach, That's Chris Watts. We had a chance to also sit down with him previewing tonight's contest, and we share that chat with you next as we continue rolling along on our pregame show on the WIQO app, 100.9 FM, and WIQOradio.com. You're listening to your home for Jefferson Forest High School football.
Since 1995, Reed's Fine Furnishings has been known for beautiful, quality furnishings. Right now, you can find Ekernest stressless sofas and chairs, ergonomically designed to support the spine, at fantastic savings. They're ideal for a sports fan or an athlete. Reed's is also proud to showcase Stickley Furniture. For over 100 years, Stickley has manufactured heirloom quality pieces. Shop with Reed's now in Forest and Roanoke for the best prices of the year.
ESPN Radio Deals here to tell you what's new. First, we've got Barlow Steakhouse and Bistro gift cards. These are a $50 value and could be yours for just $30. Grab an upper crust pizza punch card, good for five cheese pizzas, a $50 value for only $30. And finally, we've added more Meineke Car Care $50 gift cards. These can be yours for just $29.99. These deals move quickly, so get yours today at ESPNRadioDeals.com.
Hello, everyone out in Power Sports land. Chris Mabry from Lynchburg Power Sports letting you know that we have added Arctic Cat to our Polaris lineup out at Lynchburg Power Sports on 460. Come see why Lynchburg Power Sports is the fastest growing ATV dealership in the region. Our Arctic Cat youth models start at only $2,400, and our adult models start at only $3,900. We've got a great team, got a huge selection, and we got great service. Check out our inventory on LynchburgPowerSports.com.
Leaks on the offensive line, in the defensive secondary, or with special teams coverage create problems in football. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating knows leaks at your home or business create problems too, like building and belonging damage and lost productivity. That's why you should call Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313 when a leak is threatening your home or business. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313, proudly supporting JF athletes, coaches, and all activity participants.
Heart and courage, they're what Jefferson Forest High School football and lacrosse players invest in the Cavaliers. And you get to invest in a good time. Reserve your tickets for the second annual Forest Football and Lacrosse Benefit on Saturday, October 7th at Phase 2. Enjoy performances from national country duo Smithfield and special guest Rutledge while competing in a cornhole tournament. The party starts at 4 and is capped by a special DJ dance party. It's the second annual Forest Football and Lacrosse Benefit Saturday, October 7th at 4 p.m. Get your tickets now at phase2club.com.
Virginia, we continue our countdown to kickoff on the WIQO app, 100.9 and WIQOradio.com. Rick Kennedy, the coach, with me, Ed Lane. Earlier, we sat down with Liberty head coach Chris Watts to get his assessment on his team's first three games of the year and where they are heading into JF tonight.
As we continue counting down to kickoff of tonight's high school football game between the Jefferson Forest Cavaliers and the Liberty Minutemen, another Bedford County battle, the second of the year for JF, the second in a row for Liberty. It's our pleasure to welcome in to our pregame show the head coach of the Liberty High School Minutemen, Chris Watts, back with us again here as we look ahead to tonight's contest. Coach, appreciate your making time for us. You started off the year very well with a nice 2-0 start and then ran into a buzzsaw of Stanton River last week. Take us through where your team is now as you get ready to start district play against JF.
Well, I mean, the Stanton River game was a good opportunity for our kids to see what life is going to be like in the Seminole District. You know, coming through, even though they're not a district team anymore, their style is similar, and the physicality of it all. So it was a good measuring stick for us to see where we need to get to.
As you look back at that game, and you know, you get confidence from beating Franklin County and Christiansburg in the openers, and then Stanton River provides a nice measuring stick. What have you noticed about your team's attitude and, you know, practice and approach to tonight's game against JF and really to football in general since that game last Friday?
Well, I mean, we got a false sense of security with those first two wins and how many yards we racked up on offense and how well we were able to move the football and those kind of things. and just didn't come to fruition on Friday night. They were much better up front than what we'd seen, and I think that it was a good wake-up call for our guys that understand that the type of effort that we put forth then is not going to cut it, you know, the rest of the way out. So while obviously you don't ever want to lose a game, you like to learn those lessons and still win. But, you know, after seeing the film, they understand what they've got to do and the kind of performance they have to have week in and week out to win games going forward.
Coach, when you reference that, the effort and the performance and those things that are necessary, where do you turn to within the locker room in terms of players to provide that spark? Do you do it on a unit-by-unit basis, or do you go to your captains and let them, you know, really deliver that message of, you know, what it takes to increase that to get those results you want?
Well, we kind of, you know, it was a team-wide film session on Monday, which, you know, the majority of our kids, all but one, are playing both ways anyway. So, you know, it's a small group. So, if we split into even smaller groups, I'm afraid the message might get lost. So we were able to, you know, pick a handful of plays that we thought represented what went wrong in the game, and convey that to the kids. And now it's just a matter of, you know, how they respond to that. So hopefully we'll respond the way we need to.
Chris Watts joins us here on our pregame show. Bedford County battle between Jefferson Forest and Liberty set to kick off in just a little bit here on 100.9 and the WIQO app, WIQOradio.com for that as well. Coach, we know the ground game's been a staple of what you guys have looked to do, and you know, you've had Tyler Carson in there, who, you know, certainly had a great performance against Christiansburg, and you know, the state of the way the game unfolded last week, his effectiveness wasn't able to be as felt on the scoreboard. Take us through where the offense is right now in terms of you guys needing to get that part of your game going to have a chance against JF.
Well, it goes back to the same thing. I mean, we didn't win the battle up front Friday night against Stan River, and you know, the 2 weeks prior to that we did. And you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. If you win the battle up front, then your backs are going to get yards. If you don't, they're not. And so we've got to get to a point where we can have some consistency on the offensive side. We're a little bit different on the offensive front as we've been in the past. You know, this is 16, 17, I don't know how many years I've done this. It's a long time, but we've pretty much done the same thing every year. And this year we've had to change it up a little bit based on personnel. So Friday night again was a good opportunity for us to see where we need to continue to tweak what we're doing, and hopefully we can find the right formula.
Coach, when you're adjusting that on the fly and you're adjusting for personnel as well, take us through the work ethic you've noticed from the rest of your coaching staff and what they've put into this to try to get your guys ready, especially as they have game tape and more, you know, evidence to help teach.
Yeah, well, I think in the last couple of years we've not quite had the numbers and the type of players we've had in the past, and I think that our coaches have probably done a better job in these past couple of years than we did when we had, you know, we were winning all the time. So it's you know, it's a credit to them because they understand, and we've all got to step our game up to make sure these kids understand, because it's not, things aren't as they used to be, and if we keep doing things the way we've always done, then, you know, we're going to struggle. So, and they understand that, and they've worked really hard at making sure that we've kind of, you know, adjusted our style a little bit to cater to the kids that we have.
Chris Watts, Liberty Minutemen head football coach, stopping by as they host Jefferson Forest this evening. Seminole District opener for both of these teams. What have you noticed about JF as you've followed them on film? We know what style they like to run, but, you know, they're a team that, you know, has looked different than last year and certainly different from 2 years ago. What stood out to you about the Cavaliers?
Well, I mean, they're still doing the same things they've done, you know, since Coach Christmas came back. It's not, you know, they may show a few different formations and do some things because they aren't able to just, you know, line up and dominate as they were for a couple of years. But it's still the same. It's still the same stuff. They're gonna try to pound you between the tackles and then, you know, bust some things outside on you to keep you honest and in the passing game. And you know, they're always well coached and they come downhill fast. And so our kind of like, you know, with Stanton River, so it's a lot. There's a lot of misdirection, a lot of things that
There's a lot of eye candy in the backfield that you can't look at. It's different styles of offense, but it's a similar concept in that they're coming downhill fast with a lot of misdirection, and kids have to be really disciplined on the defensive side, and that's what we're, you know, but you can be disciplined all you want, but if you're there and you don't make the tackle, it doesn't matter, and that's what we've got to improve. We've got to, I felt like we had a good scheme last week, but the scheme doesn't win the game, the players do, and so we've got to be able to execute what it is that we're practicing during the week, and that's where we're working on this week and hoping we get to that spot.
Last question for you, Coach, and we do appreciate your time. You mentioned, executing with tackling. You've touched on the offensive line play up front. How much of that's physical and embracing physicality? How much of that is mental and getting your mind ready to do that?
I think it's a lot of both. I mean, football is, it's different than other sports. You have to be physical. There's not an option. You can't. You can be a great athlete on a basketball court and not be that physical, but still be successful. Or on a baseball diamond, if you're a pitcher, you don't have to be physical. You just got to be able to throw hard. So, in football, you've got to be willing to stick your face in there and hit people and take hits and do your job at the same time. And that's a mentality. It's a football mentality. And I've said all along and heard it back when I was playing in high school, the same thing is there's guys that play football, and then there's football players. When you have a lot of football players, that's when you have success. When you have guys that just play football, that's when you're battling week to week to try to make sure that everybody's doing their job. Because if you're not going to stick your nose, if you don't want to tackle, there's not much you can do about it. You have to block, you have to tackle.
And we finish hearing from Chris Watts, the head football coach for the Liberty Minutemen. We take a break, and we will be back momentarily. And when we get ready to return here to action tonight from Liberty High School, we will get ready to break down tonight's contest, including Coach Kennedy's keys to the game. And we'll actually get rolling with that right now, as teams have already been introduced. Captains are meeting at midfield for warm-ups. Coach, for you, take us through what your keys to the game are this evening.
Well, from watching JF play three times now, the key to them is defense. They got to play some defense tonight and, shut down Liberty's offense. We know they can score. We know they can move the ball. So the key to them tonight is play some good defense, get some stops, and control the ball offensively.
Early in the game, do you expect that to be one of those deals where if they can show it early in the game, it snowballs, and if they don't, could be another shootout night?
Well, I tell you, that's exactly true with high school kids. I mean, again, it's the teenage mind, especially in the middle of a battle like this, if things are going good, you got some momentum, that snowballs, and you play at a higher level. You expect to do more because things are going your way, and you feel it, you got that confidence. And the same thing's true when things go the other way. The other team gets some breaks. You have some bad things don't go your way. And mentally, you just kind of let down. And when you let down mentally, that can give the other team more opportunities to hurt you.
It certainly can. And we start to see that more and more as a game ends up unfolding. We take a break. We come back. The opening kickoff of tonight's game when we return on WIQO app 100.9 and WIQOradio.com.
Oxley is a proud supplier of high-quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete for residential and commercial buildings and transportation projects. Oxley helps improve the quality of life in the communities they serve through support of public education, community recreation, and public safety. Visit Oxley.com for product info and to learn about their ongoing commitment to corporate and environmental responsibility. Oxley, building on a century of delivering quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete throughout Central and Southwest Virginia.
Since 1995, Reed's Fine Furnishings has been known for beautiful, quality furnishings. Right now, you can find Ekernus stressless sofas and chairs, ergonomically designed to support the spine, at fantastic savings. They're ideal for a sports fan or an athlete. Reed's is also proud to showcase Stickley Furniture. For over 100 years, Stickley has manufactured heirloom quality pieces. Shop with Reed's now in Forest and Roanoke for the best prices of the year.
Welcome back to Bedford, Virginia. Ed Lane, the coach, Rick Kennedy, as the Liberty Minutemen win the coin toss. They'll kick from left to right heading from east to west here, excuse me, south to north here at Liberty High School. Back to return it for JF and picking it up at the 21 is Cupid. Up at the 40, breaks into the open field at midfield, left side, he's at the 40, he cuts over to the left sideline, 30, gets past Allen, and he will sprint into the end zone for a 78-yard kick return for a touchdown. And 12 seconds into this game, JF is on top, 6-0.
Well, that didn't take long to get some momentum on your side right there. That was a great run. They had a middle return set up. He had a wide open gap as soon as he broke through that first level of blockers. He had nothing but the sideline, and he outran the kicker, and what a great way to start the game for Jefferson Forest.
Big boost of momentum for them to begin this game already as Jack Allen kicked that one short. JF must have anticipated that, Coach, because they only had Josh Harris as the lone deep back. So adjusted formation, and JF able to execute the kick return very well. 78 yards, they're on the board first, 6-0. That kick return presented by Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic, selling 88 homes this year and over 700 since being licensed in 2006. Snap down, kick is on the way, and hooking it wide left is strained. So it's 6-0 Jefferson Forest with the advantage here at Liberty as we come back after this on the WIQO app, 100.9 and WIQOradio.com.
We've all been there. At the end of an all-night marathon of freeze pops, storybooks, and tissues, your little one still doesn't feel any better. Strep throat has been making the rounds at school, and you think it's visited your house now, too. For all of life's moments, turn to Centra Urgent Care. From itches to stitches to coughs and colds and everything in between, we've got you covered. The walk-in clinic located on Forest Road is open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. Centra Urgent Care. No appointment necessary.
Leaks on the offensive line, in the defensive secondary, or with special teams coverage create problems in football. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating knows leaks at your home or business create problems too, like building and belonging damage and lost productivity. That's why you should call Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313 when a leak is threatening your home or business. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313, proudly supporting JF athletes, coaches, and all activity participants.
Off at the line drive kick. It's going to bounce at the 10, roll back to the 5, and that's where D'Angelo Anthony picks it up on the right side numbers. He gets just back to the 10 before being engulfed by 6 kick return coverage men for JF. Marvin Blake leading the way, also Josh Harris in there. And Liberty, after giving up the initial kick return for a touchdown, though the extra point was hooked wide left, so it's 6-0 JF, now starts deep in their own territory, 20 seconds in.
Yeah, what a way to start the game right there. I mean, you go ahead and score on the opening kickoff, and now your defense or your kickoff team comes up big, stopping them, you know, just at the 10-yard line. So let's see if they can get their defense going here and get another big stop and keep the momentum going.
Liberty's going to begin things at their own 10-yard line. Ball spotted over on the right hash mark. 3 in the backfield, and it's a give to the deep back. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage and goes nowhere. That's Taylor Carson, 6'1", 200-pound senior, but didn't get enough head of steam going to break through this JF defense, and they say it's no gain, and that may be slightly generous.
Yeah, that was a great job by the defensive line, especially with number 57, O.P. Peterson. He's their best lineman offensively and defensively, and you almost got to put 2 guys on him. Otherwise, he's going to be in the backfield making plays.
Taylor Carson, the deep tailback. Trey Saunders and Aladdin Elromy are at running back and fullback, respectively. Drake Schaefer is the quarterback. D'Angelo Anthony, the lone wide receiver for Liberty. And it's a pitch over to the right side. Carson bounces off tackle past the 10 and maybe back to the 11. We'll give him a gain of 1 before O.P. Peterson and Hunter Milner lead the way defensively for JF as they had a host of Cavalier defenders in pursuit. Also with them, Caleb Smith was over there and Nick Rainey.
Yeah, I tell you, these first 2 offensive plays, they've really stepped up. They're aggressive. They're coming after the ball. There's 11 guys flying around the football. That time they tried to get a little quick pitch out there and run the perimeter, and they didn't have any place to run. It got boxed in, and everybody pursued, and no gain.
Drake Schaefer gets ready to take the 3rd and 10 snap off the right hash mark at the 10 from Eric Simbana. He'll give it to the second option, Carson. Bounces left tackle at the 15. Trucks over a defender on the left side, numbers the 20 and up to the 25. That's enough for a Liberty first down. So on 3rd and 10, they give to Carson. He had the head of steam that time, and he collects 15 yards to move the chains, and the Liberty Minutemen get their first down at the 10:06 mark of the first quarter, trailing at home to JF 6-0.
Yeah, that was just a great misdirection right there, coming over here to the wide side of the field. And I think JF was anticipating a little bit of pass action there. Right? Linebackers were dropping, and it turned out to be a little run, and he had a big lane to run and get that first down on.
Brandon Ruff, Connor McCracken are the tackles, the guards, Matt Grisano and Malachi Johnson. A lot of running and a give this time on the inside and going very little up, maybe for a yard or two, if that. On the carry is Trey Saunders, who's the 6'1", 205-pound junior running back. It'll be 2nd and 9 for Liberty.
Yeah, and again, looking at Jefferson Forest defense right here, they're playing some type of five-man front, almost like a 5-3. It looks like they got a Mike linebacker. He's a middle linebacker. He tries to stay over top of the center. And they're just trying to crowd, again, 8 guys in the box, trying to crowd the line of scrimmage because they know that Liberty's going to try to run on them.
And Liberty trying to figure out what they're going to call now, calls a timeout. The first taken by either team, trailing 6-0 to visiting Jefferson Forest. We're back after this on 100.9, the WIQO app, 9:12 to go, first quarter.
If you've been looking around the neighborhoods in our area, you've already noticed the name in real estate that stands out. Nadine Blakely. Need to sell? You need Nadine. Need to buy? You need Nadine. Relocating? Building? You need Nadine. Nadine Blakely knows this area. For your next move, you need Nadine. Call 434-444-2226. 444-2226 or online, NadineBlakelyHomes.com.
.52 into the opening quarter at Liberty High School. Minutemen ball, their first drive, trailing JF 6-0. Drop back, quick throw. A slant across the middle at the 40-yard line. Up to midfield and tripped up just shy of it at their own 49. It's a gain of 23. And that pass play went to a lot of Elmore and me. And it's a Liberty first down.
Well, they went ahead and had a slot receiver up top right there. And the slot inside receiver went vertical, and nobody came over and covered him. I don't know if they had a broken coverage. Outside linebacker looked like he was blitzing. There was nobody over there, and quarterback just threw it up right into the seam.
And Liberty going with a little bit more of a quick offense. It's a regular eye formation and a give to Carson, the second back. Cuts by a man on the left side seam at the 45 before being tackled by Hunter Milner at the 42 on the left side numbers. He gains about 8. It'll be 2nd and 2 is what we'll say. They're going to mark him down at about the 43, so it'll be a long 2 for Liberty.
Well, after the original first 2 plays where they kind of got stuffed, Liberty's come right back and has really kind of opened up their playbook now, and they really got the JF defense on their heels right there.
We'll see what adjustments the Cavaliers make. Saunders and Carson are in the backfield. 3 receivers now split wide for Liberty. Different personnel looks, but still run heavy. Carson on the pitch. Off right tackle at the 40. He cuts outside to the right side seam and brought down around the 39, 38. It's a gain of 4 and enough for a Minutemen first down with 8:02 left here in the first quarter. Liberty trying to answer JF's early 78-yard kick return for a touchdown, hooking the extra point. So JF has a 6-0 lead. Liberty Minutemen trying to answer.
Well, and Liberty's play calling right now is really working pretty well. They're mixing it up side to side, inside, outside. Of course, they had the passing working for them right now. So, again, they got the JF defense right now a little bit on their heels.
Liberty's going to split 1 wide to the left and 2 to the right. Anthony split to the left. Snap this time, and it's a give to the fullback, Saunders. He goes nowhere. He stood up. Basically at the line of scrimmage, he went off right guard, and he's brought down there. Leading the way for JF is James Antrim, one of the defensive linemen for the Cavaliers, to stand him up.
Well, and if you look at Liberty's offense, of course, they're in a what we call, used to be a Maryland eye or a stacked eye when they would have 3 guys. But when they break out of that and they go to those 2 receivers and they only have 2 in the backfield, a essentially they have what's called a double dive. They got an inside dive with the fullback. They got an outside dive with the tailback. And the quarterback, if he's able to read that, he can give it to either one.
Three receivers set. It's a I formation in the backfield. Carson with the give and a dive off left guard and left tackle down to about the 35. Gains 1 yard and another crucial third down coming up for JF, especially because this is likely four down territory.
Yeah, and that was the outside dive. He faked the inside dive to the fullback and handed it to the second back, which was the tailback off tackle. Now, just like the wishbone, if that quarterback could pull the second dive option and keep it himself, that's a third option that gives them really a more opportunities to really stretch the defense.
Substitutions coming for Liberty. They're a huddle team, much like Jefferson Forest, though sometimes they go tempo, although it's not now. So they line up on 3rd and 8 from the 35 of Jefferson Forest, and the whistles blow from the referees. This took a while. Could be a delay of game. And it is. Liberty goes back to 3rd and 13 from the 40.
Well, they had 3rd and 7 right there, and, you know, two down territory. Now they just lost 5 yards on that. And, again, penalties always affect your momentum now. Now they're going to probably change the play call. Looking to play, it might be a little more risky, try to get some more yardage here and get this first down.
Ed Lane with the coach, Rick Kennedy, 6:05 and counting down here in the first quarter. Liberty on their first drive of the game, trying to get on the board. JF has not driven yet. They took the opening kick, 78 yards for a touchdown. Will Strain's extra point sail wide left, so it's 6-0. Jefferson Forest leading at Liberty. 3rd and 13, quick throw left side, and the ball is incomplete. Looks like a little miscommunication from Aladdin Elrami and Corey Stanley, the two wide receivers, as they were on a little crossing pattern around the 35 on the left side numbers, and Liberty will be forced to send on the punting unit.
Well, and, you know, and this is probably a really good coaching decision right here. You know, play some field position right now. You know, I mean, no sense in taking a chance on 4th and 13. Go ahead and punt them deep, try to pin them, get them a little momentum with your defense now with a good punt right here.
And D'Angelo Anthony is the punter for Liberty, so he's got wheels as well. He puts his right foot in. Excuse me, Trey Saunders is the punter, and the ball takes a bounce. A JF defender actually falls on it, wasn't really paying attention. It was Hackworth, but he's right there to luckily fall on it for JF at the 25. Could have been disastrous as Liberty would have gotten possession just outside the JF red zone. Instead, the Cavaliers take over, this time 76 yards away from going ahead 12, 13, or 14 to nothing. JF's lead is 6-0. 5:41 to go in the opening quarter.
Yeah, and JF really avoided a possible disaster like right there, like you said. Hackworth, he was blocking. He wasn't even paying attention. The ball bounces up and hits him, and luckily it died right there, and he was able to jump on it before the Liberty got it back.
O'Donnell to work from under center. It's a wishbone formation behind him. Play fake. He's looking to throw. First play has pressure, but steps up in the pocket and just overthrows Jacob Hackworth, who had the coverage beat at the Liberty 40 down the middle of the field, but the ball sailed over his head by about 5 yards, and it's incomplete.
And they just missed an opportunity right there. That had 6 points written all over it. He had two receivers. He had the outside corner route wide open. He had this running back down the seam in the middle of the field. He outran everybody. You make a throw and a catch right there, that's 6 points.
Snap this time, and it's a give on the left side. Milner bounces out to the numbers 30, left side numbers 40, turns the corner, and is shoved out of bounds right around midfield for Hunter Milner. A gain of 23. They mark him out at the 48 on the left side, and it'll be 1st and 10. JF just shy of midfield. It's the first down for them this evening, and that is presented by Nadine Blakely, Realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic, sponsoring next week's home game against LCA. Football's for the first 200 families and plenty of other surprises on USA Night. Of course, we'll have that game for you starting at 6 right here on 100.9 in the WIQO app. Snap give to the second option. Liberty wasn't fooled at all. They were in the backfield just awaiting whoever wanted to run into the arms of their defense. It's Jacob Hackworth, and no gain for JF.
Yeah, and that's the exact same play they just ran. They ran it to the other side of the they ran it to our side of the field coming back this way, and it was really the same play, same design. It was basically their double dive, give it to the second guy. He's got a lead blocker, and Liberty was right there to stuff that one for a 1 yard gain.
2nd and 9 for JF. They are inching closer to midfield at this point. as the split backfield is there, and it's a play fake again for O'Donnell. This time he's going to look to loft it down the middle of the field. Has Hackworth wide open, and he drops it. At the 23 on the left side numbers, Hackworth had it, and if he just pulls it in stride, he's sprinting into the end zone for a touchdown. There have been two wide open pass plays for JF. They've executed them very well up until the point of getting the ball caught. One was overthrown. The other was dropped. So one on the quarterback, one on the receiver, Coach. But the big thing is they have had those opportunities. You have to take advantage.
Well, it's two plays they've had deep open, both receivers wide open deep. Quarterback overthrew the first one, and the receiver drops the second one right in his hands. And if I'm Liberty's defense right now, I better figure out what I can do to get my secondary dropping deeper with the routes.
Could be to loosen up things for the run. Snap it to give on the end around to Nick Rainey. Left side 50 has the first down on the left side, numbers 40. He breaks free at the 30 down the left sideline and pushed out of bounds right around the 20-yard line, depending on the spot. Either way, it's enough for a Cavalier first down. That run is going to go for 33 yards as they mark him down at the 19-yard line of Liberty.
Well, that's their bread and butter misdirection play for sure. Tight end reverse, wide open. Everybody was biting on the inside handoff fake. Quarterback hands it to the tight end coming around, and he just put on the jets, and Nick can run. That was a great run up the sideline, big gain.
Ed Lane with the coach Rick Kennedy, JF really keeping Liberty off balance with creative play calling in the early going. Once the execution happens, it can be very scary for opposing defenses. It's a give, rather a QB keeper for O'Donnell, and he toughens his way inside the 15 off of right tackle, brought down around the 12. Should be a gain of about 7 for 2nd and 3.
Yeah, and that's a little quarterback follow. It's another thing that just stretches the defense now. The quarterback can hand it off. He can follow the blocker, the running back that he's faking it to. I mean, there's so many misdirections and so many options the quarterback has in the wishbone offense, and that's a great 7-yard gain by the quarterback fouling his running back.
Just inside the 4-minute mark of the first quarter, JF looking to grow that 6-0 lead. Inside give to Cupid. He bounces and ping-pongs his way off a couple of Liberty defenders, taking the left tackle O.P. Peterson's lead block down to the 5-yard line. It's enough for a Cavalier first down, goal to go, 3:52 left in the first quarter.
Well, Liberty's defense right now, they're essentially running a 4-3. They got a 4-3 defense. They got two safeties. They got two corners. They can bring one of the safeties up to the line of scrimmage, which makes it look like a 4-4 defense. But essentially, he's an extra safety, and he can play linebacker, a little bit of both, but they're not able to stop JF right now.
Snap and the goal to go give is given off. Fumble on the field, and Liberty looks like they've fallen on it, and they have. JF missing numerous chances to punch it into the end zone there. They've executed a lot of things well, but sloppiness bites them on that play, Coach, as the fumble gives it back to Liberty, who trails JF 6-0, 3:29 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, that was definitely those turnovers. Turnovers are the biggest momentum killer you can have in a football game. You know, you're driving down, you're inside the 10-yard line. All you're thinking about is we're going to punch this in and get another score. And a missed handoff between the quarterback and the running back exchange right there, and Liberty's there to jump on it, and now they take over.
Ed Lane with Rick Kennedy here from Liberty High School. Minutemen have the ball back after the JF turnover at the Liberty 6. They were knocking on the door. Give to Carson this time, and he is stacked up by a stingy Cavalier defense around the 8. Took it off left tackle and right to the middle of the field. It'll be 2nd down and 8 for Liberty as we work our way down to the 3-minute mark of the first quarter.
Well, and JF switched up their defense right now. They took out one of the linebackers, and they brought in an extra safety. So they got two safeties in the middle of the field right now because they saw Liberty start to open up and throw the ball. So they went ahead and put in an extra safety right now. So they're actually running a 4-3 defense with two safeties.
And Liberty working with three receivers in a split-eye backfield. Snap this time, and it's a fumble, but falling right back on it. That time was the quarterback, Drake Schaefer, as he fell on that ball. It's a loss of about a yard for 2nd and 9, and Liberty hurting themselves too.
Yeah, I mean, they almost gave the ball right back. I mean, that was a missed snap right there. And again, that's fundamentals right there. Your quarterback and center should never have a fumbled snap. I mean, that's just basic 101 exchange right there.
Snap. So Liberty going to line up under center with three receivers on third and 10. 2 minutes and change left here in the first quarter. Snap, and this time the back runs into Schaefer at the quarterback spot. He has to fight to stay out of the end zone. They give him the two-yard line where he's brought down. But JF's defense holds after the turnover, and the Cavaliers should get the ball back in excellent field position.
Well, again, they were trying a little play action right there, and JF decided to bring a little heat and send the outside linebacker. And by the time the play action was over, he had too much pressure on him. He didn't have time to even look downfield, let alone make a pass.
Ed Lane with the coach, Rick Kennedy. As Saunders standing in the back of the end zone to punt this ball away, Milner's going to stay at about the 33-yard line. This is a high kick. Milner will go back, field it, fumble it at the 30-yard line. He falls back on it at the 29. Liberty says they have it. The referees do not. They say it's Cavalier ball. And what's been a very sloppy first quarter continues for both these teams.
I don't know if somebody greased up the football before the game and we didn't know about it, because nobody can hang on to the football. I mean, we're seeing drop passes, we're seeing fumbles, we're seeing missed punts. It's crazy tonight.
It really is. You wonder the nerves also. It's a Bedford County rivalry, Seminole District opener for both these teams. And there's a lot of youth, so the pressure of that could also be showing here in the early going, and coaches would love to get that corrected and just back to playing football and trying to execute the fundamentals. JF, the 6-0 lead at Liberty, and they've got the ball at the Minutemen 30 after the punt return, fumble, and recovery from JF. They got the punt. They returned it a little bit, then fumbled and fell back on it. Give on the dive. It looks like it's Blake. Nope, it's Cupid. He takes it down to the 26. So a 4-yard gain, and we're approaching the 1-minute mark of the first quarter. Cavaliers looking to grow a 6-0 advantage.
Well, you know, they got the two tight ends set right there, and they got three guys in the backfield. So Liberty's defense is trying to compensate for that. So what they're doing is they got the safeties walked up, and they got the corners in tight, almost at linebacker depth, just outside the tight ends. So they almost got 10 guys in the box.
Snap this time. It's another play fake. O'Donnell's going to be flushed from the pocket, run to his left. Pump fake, fires, caught Rainey, left side, seam 15. Bounces out to the numbers at the 10-yard line, and a good job. That might be a security blanket that O'Donnell needs at quarterback, finding the reliable Nick Rainey, who picks up 13 or 16, rather, in a Cavalier first down.
Yeah, and it's just a little tight end delay, out route. Brad did a good job rolling away from pressure. He was pressured there, and he rolled out and did a good job getting free. And that bought a little more time for him to find Nick out there in the flats, and made a great completion, great catch. And here they are knocking on the door again.
O'Donnell going to work out of the wishbone formation. It's first and goal from the 10. Give to the second option. And off left tackle, it's Cupid, and he works his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Cavaliers.
Wow, that was a great run. It looked like they had him at the line of scrimmage, and he bounced off about three guys. And next thing you know, he comes shooting out in the end zone.
Just stayed on his feet, kept the legs churning, and with 19 seconds to go in the first quarter, JF's lead is now 12-0 at Liberty. They'll stick the regular unit on. Looks like they're going to go for two to try to make it an even two-score advantage.
Yeah, this is the right call. I mean, you know, you missed the PAT in that first touchdown, and there's no reason, you know, not to go for two here and go ahead and, you know, get your advantage back to 14, which would be two scores.
O'Donnell going to work from under center. It's a wishbone look again for him. Liberty stacking the box. 10 of 11 defenders there. Play fake O'Donnell. He's going to look a fire into the end zone, and it's incomplete. Pass broken up. He was looking in the end zone and was unable to connect on that completion. And it falls to the grass incomplete. Reveille Kazee was the intended receiver. So it's 12-0 JF over Liberty. 19 seconds left, first quarter. We're back after this. That touchdown presented by Nadine Blakely, realer with RE/MAX First Olympic. Now this message about Nadine.
If you've been looking around the neighborhoods in our area, you've already noticed the name in real estate that stands out. Nadine Blakely. Need to sell? You need Nadine. Need to buy? You need Nadine. Relocating? Building? You need Nadine. Nadine Blakely knows this area. For your next move, you need Nadine. Call 434-444-2226. 444-2226. Or online, nadineblakeleyhomes.com.
Heart and courage. They're what Jefferson Forest High School football and lacrosse players invest in the Cavaliers. And you? You get to invest in a good time. Reserve your tickets for the second annual Forest Football and Lacrosse Benefit on Saturday, October 7th at Phase 2. Enjoy performances from national country duo Smithfield and special guest Rutledge while competing in a cornhole tournament. The party starts at 4 and is capped by a special DJ dance party. It's the second annual Forest Football and Lacrosse Benefit Saturday, October 7th at 4 p.m. Get your tickets now at phase2club.com.
Back to Liberty High School at Lane. Craig Kennedy will strain as it teed up. 12-0 JF, and whistles come flying in. Looks like a couple of Cavaliers may have gotten a head start on trying to cover this kick. Cavaliers with two touchdowns. The last one was a Keenan Cupid 10-yard touchdown run. They went for two. The pass was incomplete.
Well, that's a little offsides right there by JF. You know, it's funny. They practice that all the time when they do special teams, you know, getting the timing right. You want to get your speed up right before you hit the line. You want to be as close to the line as you can, going as fast as you can. And most of the time, somebody gets their steps off, and they always cross the line before it's kicked. And so that's going to cost them 5 yards on this kickoff again.
Ball's teed up at the 40-yard line from Will Strain. And JF's going to break back and strain a line drive kick this time. It bounces at the 30, now rolls back to about the 8, and that's where it's picked up. Left side seam, now cutting to the numbers, stopping there is Carson, and he's bottled up at the 22 with 13 seconds left in the first quarter. That's where he goes down, and that's where Liberty starts offensively, trailing 12-0.
Well, JF's kickoff team is doing a pretty good job. They're staying in their lanes, and they're really pursuing the ball. And it's, again, another good kickoff and another good downfield to open field tackle there, putting a Liberty at the 23-yard line to start this drive.
Ed Lane with the coach, Rick Kennedy. 13 seconds remaining in the opening quarter, 12-0 JF. Keenan Cupid, 78-yard kick return for a touchdown, 10-yard touchdown run. First PAT was hooked wide left, and then a two-point pass trying to get it to 14-0, incomplete. Snap this time, and a dive play up to about the 25 for a gain of two. And Quatarius Gilmore on that carry, and that's how the first quarter ends. 12-0, JF leads at Liberty. We're on to the second quarter after this on 100.9 WIQOradio.com and the WIQO app.
Hello, everyone out in Power Sports land. Chris Mabry from Lynchburg Power Sports letting you know that we have added Articat to our Polaris lineup out at Lynchburg Power Sports on 460. Come see why Lynchburg Power Sports is the fastest growing ATV dealership in the region. Our Articat youth models start at only $2,400, and our adult models start at only $3,900. We've got a great team, got a huge selection, and we got great service. Check out our inventory on LynchburgPowerSports.com.
What does it mean to be in good hands? It means you get an expert agent who's in it for the long haul. We'll get to know you and be there for you as your coverage needs change. Lynchburg Allstate agent Robert Gammon will give you a free, no-obligation personalized insurance proposal. And see for yourself what it means to be in good hands. Call Lynchburg Allstate agent Robert Gammon at 434-832-1110 or stop by anytime at his office at 3311B Waterlick Road in Lynchburg.